Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the work that Jim Donovan has given us over the years as a 14-year plus original founding member of our Brain Trust. And so when you get to the website, you find all the new stuff we got there right on the homepage. We got a new video up. We got a new poll question. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jim Donovan is our guest, and that's jimdonovan.com, isn't it, Jim?
It is, JIMDONOVAN.com.
So check it out. All of his books are there, including Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body. That's not the new one, though, is it?
No. New paperback is 52 Ways to a Happier Life. And the new Kindle, I put a little tiny Kindle book called The Little Book That Can Change Your Life, and that's on Kindle.
Right.
$2.99. That's only about 40 pages, but it's really cool stuff.
Now, don't you have a free offer coming up?
I do. Thanks for reminding me. I'm forgetting about this. Tree people drive me nuts outside.
Yeah.
Starting on my birthday, June 11th, I'm going to offer my best-selling book across the board worldwide has been This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal.
Right. The one we introduced our audience to 14 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a huge hit in Japan. I've sold a ton of books, and it's just a wonderful little book. I'm going to offer it free from June 11th, 12th, and 13th
Wow.
on the Amazon Kindle store, and I'll be blogging
at the Kindle store only.
Yeah, and Facebook. You know, that's the only place you can sell Kindle
books. So they need to mark the calendars to go on Kindle store.
Well, yeah, I'll go to my website.
Go to jimdonovan.com and get the book for free. All right, well, we appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for making that offer
yeah. and so folks.
Yeah, yeah, I want to get a little buzz going. Because
take advantage of that.
It hasn't done a lot in this country because when it came out, it's a long story. But now with the Kindle edition, it's like it's a new thing.
Right.
It's like
yeah.
The paperback is not brand new, but mm-hmm. the Kindle edition is. I just got a new cover done. It's really, really cool.
So take advantage of that free opportunity.
Steps that I use to change my life.
Let's get back into the health thing, Jim, and
connect
healthy eating and healthy living to business performance.
Oh, that's really simple. And the reason and the website that I'm doing and the reason I'm doing it is very specific, is practical healthy living. I'm not giving up my occasional filet mignon. I had one Friday night. It was absolutely wonderful. I had apple pie and ice cream for dessert. It was fantastic. Yeah, I didn't feel so energetic the next day, but that's okay. But that was last
week. Sometimes your blood's coursing just a little too fast through your veins, so you got to slow it down a little bit.
You got to slow it down sometimes. You need a little carb, you need a little cholesterol, you need all that stuff. But was it you said that Nevada said that to save the planet because that's our only source of
chocolate, right?
That's important, yeah. But no, where it connects to business is really simple. I mean, my energy level is really high. The healthier I eat, the more I'm paying. I'm making little changes, but I'm just paying attention. If you look at your plate, and it's 75% processed cooked foods and starches and heavy proteins. You're on a bad track for longevity anyway and for health.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I tend to look, and I'm not feeling noble about it, but if I look at my plate at dinner, I'm really big on huge salads. I love making salads and putting all kinds of cool colors and things in it. And a vegetable and a little protein.
But does that improve your performance?
Well, sure, because it improves my energy. Improves
obviously,
my
we know that's a good thing for you. But the next day, can you tell that you're a little more on top of your game? You've got a little more energy? You're whatever?
Oh, yeah, big time. I mean, my brain, for one thing, is how mm-hmm. you get that morning fog. That's typically some kind of a carb or sugar hangover or booze or whatever. But you know, if I'm eating healthier, I'm waking up, my mind is clearer. I have more physical energy, and exercise is a big part of that. And I am the last person to preach about exercise. That's my one obstacle I need to start changing.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get out there and exercise more. But it's important. How can you possibly become successful in a business? How can you run a business at a high level and get any real success going if you don't have the energy.
Right.
I mean, it's like Tony Robbins, the first person that kind of got me thinking about this years ago. He said, you know, most people never get to the top of the mountain because they run out of energy halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it. I see it at conferences. I spoke three times in the last 2 weeks. And I was at a conference Wednesday. It was a social media thing. It was a great all-day event. And you can see the people's energies coming down in the afternoon because of, you know, if I'm standing in the line of the cafeteria and the people that are buying
and they're eating, danishes and things like
that. Yeah, the burgers and fries. And
drinking,
and if you drinking have
regular,
lunch,
drinking regular soft drinks.
Oh, yeah, that's probably one of the worst things people do. I mean, I'm really happy I got away from that years ago. But you look, you can see if I'm having a burger and fries and a Coke for lunch at about 2 o'clock, my brain's not working well. My energy level's starting to go downhill fast. Whereas if I'm having a healthier lunch or I'm having just a little bit of protein and some vegetables or some, you know, I mean, like I said, the raw foods people that are living on raw fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds, I admire them. Everybody I know does that's really healthy. They're really clear. Their skin, their eyes, they look great. They're very, you know, they look fantastic. Their energy level's high. I'm not ready to do that. I'm not probably not ever going to be ready to do that. I'm trying to find middle ground. That's why I took practical healthy living as a theme. Because there is, I believe there's a middle ground.
Well, here's the thing that I think is a big deal. Find a way. Here's the thing that's helped me some, Jim. I instead of converting over to something that you're not going to follow through on, find alternatives that you know are better than what you're using, what you're eating. Find some of those that you like, that you know you won't mind going to, and substitute. I mean,
yeah, that's a big thing.
I mean, you know, if
eat this, that classic book, Eat This, Not That.
Yeah.
Which was, I wish I had read that.
I mean,
book.
There are things out there that you can find that you would love to eat that's 200 calories instead of something that you've been eating that's 500 calories.
Yeah.
And find those things. And but here's the thing, Jim, you got to make those things handy so you'll get them. They've got to be handy for you. That's the reason I talked about my idea about having a kitchen with your office. That way you can keep those things handy. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.